RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Still broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI Building in Jakarta. Welcome back, listener, on Indonesia Today. This is a program that takes you closer to Indonesia. And now it's my turn, Rahma, to present the program till the next 2 hours with various interesting programs and information that you won't miss. And today's special program of the day, we have a program that reviews newly launched book and film on book film review. Then we have a music program on Meet With. So keep listening at voi.co.id, voi.co.id. Or for more direct link to the video streaming, you can click english.rriworldservice.com. So listener, why don't have to wait any longer to enjoy this next program? This is book and film review from Voice of Indonesia. Check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Competitiveness must improve before joining TPP. President Joko Widodo affirms TPPI to reduce gasoline imports. Vice President Yusuf Kala officially opens Congress of Indonesian Medical Association, IDI. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has to vastly improve the competitiveness of industrial sector before it can finally be considered to join Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP, which so far consists of 12 member countries, 808.7 million people, and $27.8 trillion in GDP, according to Coordinating Economy Minister Deputy for International Economy and Financial Cooperation, Krisal Afandi Lukman. To improve competitiveness of Indonesia, the government needs to remove various barriers, including logistic problems and the difficulty of acquiring land for industrial sites. He said that the government had held a meeting with all stakeholders to discuss Indonesian preparation for joining the TPP. As an example, he added the government would examine the textile and textile products industry and the footwear industry to improve their competitiveness. At the discussion held by the Center for Strategic and International Study, CSIS, in Jakarta on Wednesday, Rizal said that by strengthening technology innovation in textile and footwear, Indonesian products will be competitive abroad, such as in Vietnam. President Joko Widodo affirms that Trans-Pacific Petroleum Indonesia TPPI refinery will be able to reduce gasoline imports up to 36%. He gave the statement during a visit on Wednesday to the refinery built in 1995 in Tuban's Japa and made assurance that the plant is already operating optimally. According to a press statement from the presidential communication team, President Joko Widodo admitted that the TPPI had early faced several problems and could not operate at its full potential to help meet the domestic energy needs. He said that TPPI had commenced operation in 2006, using condensate from the state oil company PT Pertamina. He noted problems then emerged as it could not pay for it. The issue spiraled into legal case that prolonged for 4 years, and TPPI's operation had come to stand still. After knowing about it, President Joko Widodo said that at the time, he had immediately called for a settlement for legal problem through judicial process. In connection with this, he visited TPPI on Wednesday. He noted that with the TPPI becoming fully operational, the imports of gasoline could drop by up to 90%. And if the process of TPPI in Tuban is combined with the process of residual flute catalytic cracking, RFCC, in Cilacap, the imports of gasoline could could reduce by 36%. Vice President Yusuf Kalla officially inaugurated the 29th Congress of Indonesian Medical Association IDI at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his opening remarks, he emphasized the need to improve infrastructure in remote regions so that the public can have better access to medical services. In his report, IDI Chairman Zainal Abidin said that the Congress has been held in Medan, North Sumatra. The Congress esteemed the role of IDI in improving structured medical services in the era of national health insurance. As a sign of mutual willingness for better relations, Indonesia has pledged to increase interaction with its southern neighbor and seek new avenues of cooperation in trade and technology. The country welcomed Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's first visit to Jakarta. The two countries have a history of diplomatic turbulence stretching back decades, but relations reached historic lows under Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who was ousted in a party coup in September. Foreign Minister spokesperson Armanata Nasir said that Indonesia would welcome the recently appointed Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to Indonesia without delving straight into the nitty-gritty of bilateral affairs. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Armanata said on Wednesday that the main goal is to establish closer rapport with Australia. He added that Indonesia wouldn't expect to bring up any heavy issues like regional security or politics, as it was Turnbull's first visit to the country since taking over the reins from presidential Tony Abbott. The Alliance of Indigenous People, AMAN, has reminded President Joko Widodo of the importance of his promises to establish a personal task force to protect the rights of indigenous communities. AMAN Secretary General Abdon Nababan said on Wednesday that President Joko Widodo had promised to establish the task force in August, but after 3 months, AMAN does not see any action taken by the president. AMAN represents a network of around 2,253 indigenous groups across Indonesia who mostly live in or around forests. Abdon said that the task force would be very important as indigenous people throughout the country need concentrated actions from the government to strengthen their legal protection, particularly their rights to customary lands. Abdon added the task force would be in line with Nawacita, the President Joko Widodo's administration 9 development goals, but he understood that the president faced many obstacles in achieving the goals. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujastuti said on Wednesday that her ministry has set an investment target of 95 trillion rupiah, or around $6.98 billion within the next 5 years in the maritime and fisheries sectors. According to Minister Susi, economic growth from the sector must increase by 7% to reach the target. However, she emphasizes the importance of considering the environment in trying to exploit the country's maritime potential. She also pointed out that it is still necessary to preserve natural resources when looking at investment. She added that there were many obstacles in achieving the investment targets, such as barriers in spatial planning, the poor investment climate, a lack of business incentive in regional areas, security concerns, and a lack of supporting facilities. She is hoping that more investors would do business in a number of provinces with a potential in two sectors, such as Jakarta West Java, Central Java, East Java, Bali, Lampung, South Sulawesi, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. Two Royal Australian Navy warships, HMS Arunta 151 and HMS Asterius 266, departed for Java Sea on Wednesday to participate in the New Horizon 2015 joint exercise. The Australian warships were sent out by operation assistant to the commander of Indonesian Navy Base, Fleet Colonel Daniel Mujir Hadi, at the Surabaya ports of Tanjung Perak. For the two-day exercise in November 11 until 12, Indonesian Navy deployed two warships, KRI Usman Harun 359 and KRI Diponegoro 365. HMS Sirius 266 and HMS Arunta 151 arrived at Jamrud Pier at Tanjung Perak on Monday and would return to the home country after the exercise. On Tuesday, the commander of Division 2 of the Army Strategic Reserve Command, Major General Ganit Warsito, saw off a sweet unit of PPPRC elements involved in the sea task force shipped KRI Makassar 590, KRI Sultan Hasanuddin 366 and Kairi Tombat 629 at the Eastern Fleet Command Fire at Ujung, Surabaya, East Java. Indonesian Transportation Ministry seems to fail to meet its spending target this year, as the Director General for Railway Transportation has revealed that it has only spent 21% of this year's budget funds allocated to it. The Minister Director General for Railway Transportation, Hermanto Dwiatmoko, attributed the low budget spending to loan cancellation as well as lack of will on the part of contractors to receive early payment from the ministry. Hermanto told a press briefing that the contractors are sometimes reluctant to get their portion advanced in advance. They choose to do so afterwards. That's why the spending is so low. He added that some projects such as the 76-kilometer double-track railway between Kroya and Kutuarjo in Central Java also had funding troubles after the sovereign audit agency BPK told the ministry to cancel the Japanese loans to finance the project and instead use funds for the revised 2015 state budget. Double Track Railway had a budget 671.72 billion rupiah, or around $49.1 million, according to a ministry document. The contract signed so far amount to 6% of the earmarked funds, and the director plans to increase that figure to 80% by the end of the year. The last item, the officials of Rio Province are using trained elephants outfitted with the water pans and hoses to help patrol forests and control fires on Wednesday, November 11. For nearly 3 months, Rio Province in Sumatra has been blanketed by smoke for forest fires and land clearing, especially in peak-rich areas where flames are difficult to contain. At the Elephant Conservation Center in Sia District, 23 trained elephants are being used as forest watchdogs, carrying water pumps and other equipment. The elephants and their crews patrol prune areas in the national forest to ensure that fires do not reappear after smoldering beneath the fed lands. Subartono, the head of the Rio Forestry Division, who used one named, said the elephants had earlier been trained to help patrol forests to find people encroaching illegally, as well as to result frequent conflict between wild elephants and people by dropping the wild elephants that enter human settlements back to their habitats. So far, Indonesia has been unable to put out the raging fires this year because of intentionally burning and a rain shortage. Most of the forest land that was burned in the past 70 years was converted into oil palm and palm plantations. Data from the Rio Forest Fire Prevention Task Force saw more than 10,000 hectares of forest and land had been burned in the province. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Generation who had been healthy are ready to build a country. 12th of November is commemorated as National Health Day every year. The National Health Day is very important to be commemorated in order all stakeholders of the nation get focusing on and been eager to build a nation. This year, the theme in commemoration of the National Health Day is Indonesia loves being healthy. Generations who had been healthy are ready to build a country. Indeed, health contributes greatly to development, particularly the capacity of the people to build the nation. Health is an investment to support economic development and has an important role in poverty reduction efforts. Health development should be viewed as an investment to improve the quality of human resources. In the measurement of Human Development Index, health is one of the main components in addition to education and income. Considering the significance of health in the success of development, since 2014, Indonesian government has provided national health insurance for its people. What is meant in this case is that Health Care and Social Security Agency, BPJS. The health service of BPJS that has begun since early January 2014 is to unite all models of health insurance run by the government, such as Social Security for Labor, Health Insurance, and Insurance for Unfuses or ABRI. Until April 2015, the number of BPJS participants has reached 142 million members, Minister of Social Affairs claimed that BPJS starting being effected in early 2014 will be the best social security program and the largest one in Asia. BPJS health therapies is one of the health efforts that still needs to be improved. However, it's more important for the public to be aware with and to protect the environment and healthy behavior so that their health is maintained. Because the general condition of health is affected by environmental factors and behaviors. Unclean environment may make people suffer from any disease. Habits or unhealthy lifestyle causes people's health to get worsened. Therefore, this year's theme of the commemoration of the National Health Day is to call generations to love being healthy. This means that all Indonesian people of any ages have to participate in health development. Generations who love being healthy are encouraged to consume healthy, nutritious, and balanced food and to avoid tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. However, they must practice a healthy lifestyle by doing physical and mental exercises. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, nice to meet you again. Yeah, with me, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over Air Rival Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start for an event in November 12, 2045, when Sudirman was elected as Commander of People's Security Army through the Conference of People's Security Army. After the People's Security Army, TKR, was formed, Sudirman was installed as a commander of Division 5, Banyumas, with the rank of colonel. In December 1945, he led the troops in the battle against the British TKR in Ambarawa. On 12th of December, simultaneous attack was launched against all Britain's position. British troops finally withdrew to Semarang. In TKR conference on 12th of November 1945, Sudirman was elected as commander of the TKR. Then in December 18, 1945, he was sworn in by Indonesian President Sukarno with the rank of general. Since then, TKR has grown into the Indonesian National Army. The next event was in 1964 when the first National Health Day was commemorated. In the era of 50s, malaria was a disease that has affected many Indonesian people. Hundreds of thousands of lives were taken away from malaria. Therefore, the government has been struggling to eradicate malaria or malaria eradication across Indonesia. To achieve this, in 1959, the Office of Malaria Eradication was established, and in January 1963, its name was changed into Malaria Eradication Operation Command or COPENG. Malaria eradication was done by using insecticide dichlorodiphenyl trichloretane or DDT, which was sprayed in mass to homes across Java, Bali, and Lampung. Spraying is symbolically carried out by President Sukarno on 12 November 1959 at Kalasan Village, Yogyakarta. Furthermore, DDT spraying activities were also accompanied by health education activities or outreach to the community. 5 years later, approximately 63 million people have received protection from malaria. Therefore, in November 12, 1964, the successful eradication of malaria was celebrated as National Health Day for the first time. Until now, each November 12 is commemorated as National Health Day. The last event was in 2001 when Taliban forces fled Kabul. The United States invaded Afghanistan controlled by the Taliban in October 7, 2001 after Taliban government claimed not to cooperate with the United States to hand over Osama bin Laden. Osama's Taliban government considered to have no bearing on events at WTC and could not do it. U.S. forces and coalition forces and aided anti-Taliban or the Northern Alliance bombed several important cities in Afghanistan. Taliban forces were powerless against attacks from U.S. forces and coalition assisted by the Northern Alliance. Taliban forces were directly out of the Afghan capital Kabul in November 12, 2001. Taliban forces retreated towards Kandahar province so that the American side was relatively quick and easy to control Kabul. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, Air World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's focus entitled Government's Efforts to Encourage Small and Medium Enterprises Mass Inflation ASEAN Economic Community 2015. So stay tuned.
Focus, daily news and events.
Indonesian government continues to encourage small and medium enterprises MES to be able to face ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2015. They don't have to be worried about being left out of the government. This was said by Coordinating Minister for Economy, Darmin Nasution, in Jakarta, when he highlighted the free trade which begins to be effected in January 1, 2016. He affirmed that the preparation for entering the AEC becomes very important to do. According to him, SMEs have limited market. Therefore, the government is to highlight it. One of the characteristics is that SMEs market is basically in their own districts. Only a few of them may enter the province and national territory and penetrate the market among countries. Minister Darmin states, SMEs are enough to contribute to the economic growth of Indonesia. Certainly, this is also a course in other countries in ASEAN. According to Minister Darmin, the attention of the government to SMEs is more important. This is in contrast to the large company which can make adjustment when AEC is effectively implemented. On the other hand, the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AEC in January 1, 2016 provides opportunities and challenges for Indonesia. AEC will provide an opportunity for Indonesian people to take advantage of a wider market of ASEAN. But it also becomes a challenge for Indonesia, because it can be scrapped if their products are less competitive with other countries. In regard to this, Minister for Acceleration Development and Underdeveloped Regions and Transmigration, Marwan Jafar, said, one important element to successfully face ASEAN Economic Community is to strengthen small and medium enterprises MES, which are based in the villages. According to Minister Marwan, the range includes the increase of knowledge about ASEAN Economic Community for small and medium enterprises in the villages, especially something very basic such as anything associated with ASEAN Economic Community, the prospect and challenge of ASEAN Economic Community. Remembering the limited knowledge of the society and SMEs about the ASEAN Economic Community, the government should be able to improve the efficiency and quality of products produced by SMEs in the villages. This is done in order to make the products of the village be competitive in quality and price with products from other countries. Meanwhile, Minister of Trade Thomas Trikasi Lembon is optimistic that Indonesia can face the global and regional competition. He demands that people and entrepreneurs not to be afraid to face the competition. Minister Lembon believes majority of small and medium enterprises MES are able to be competitive. According to Minister Lembon, most economy, employment and export come from SMEs. Listener, that was Focus. Thanks for listening.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia has to vastly improve the competitiveness of industrial sectors before it can finally be considered to join Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which so far consists of 12 member countries. At 108.7 million people and $27.8 trillion in GDP. President Joko Widodo affirms that Trans-Pacific Petroleum Indonesia, TPPI refinery, will be able to reduce gasoline imports up to 36%. He gave the statement during a visit on Wednesday to the refinery built in 1995 in Tubanis, Java, and begged assurance that the plant is already operating optimally. Vice President Yusuf Kalla officially inaugurated the 29th Congress of Indonesia Medical Association, IDI, at the Vice Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. As a sign of mutual willingness for better relations, Indonesia has pledged to increase interaction with its southern neighbor and seek new avenues of cooperation in trade and technology as the country welcomes Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull for his visit to Jakarta. The Alliance of Indigenous People AMAN has reminded President Joko Widodo of the importance of his promises to establish a presidential task force to protect the rights of indigenous communities. Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujiastuti said on Wednesday that her minister has set an investment target of 95 trillion rupiah, or around $6.98 billion, within the next 5 years. Two Royal Australian Navy warships, HMAS Arunta 1.1 and HMAS Sirius 266, departed for Java Sea on Wednesday to participate in the New Horizon 2015 joint exercise. Indonesian Transportation Minister seems to fail to meet his spending target this year, as his Director General for Railway Transportation has revealed that it has only spent 21% of this year's budget funds allocated to it. The officials of Rio Province are using trained elephants, outfitted with water fans and hoses, to help patrol forests and control fires. On Wednesday, November 11, for nearly 3 months, Rio Province in Sumatra has been blanketed by smoke-prone forest fires and land clearing, especially in peat-rich areas where flames are difficult to contain. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesia Wonder, a daily segment introducing you to tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we invite you to the West Nusa Tenggara to know more about Ntubu tradition. So, stay tuned. Listener, Bima tribe or Dou Umbojo is a tribe residing in the Bima Regency and Bima City in West Nusa Tenggara. Bima tribe has been available since the era of Majapahit Kingdom, meaning it has been living in Indonesia for a long time. The language is Bima, or in the local language, it is called Ngahi Umbojo. Their main livelihood is farming. The tribe even once had been a gold triangle of farming, along with Makassar and Ternate during the Bima Sultanate. With most of its people are farmers, the tribe has various farming-related rituals, and one of them is Ntubu. Listener, for Bima people, harvest season is a good time. They celebrate it through a unique tradition called Ntubu. Ntubu is a tradition of banging human heads. Ntubu, or head banging, is a heritage of Bima ancestors in Sumbawa Island. Although it is really unique, this tradition can only be found in the highlands of Wawa district and be performed by selected fews with a certain power or the blood of Bima Sultanate soldiers. The ritual usually involves four people and a dalang leading it. Before performing Entubu ceremony, the dalang must be fasting for 3 days to find out the time and give the power for the participants. Before performing Entubu, the participants will be given certain power by the dalang. Dalang will give prayed waters and incantation to them. The incantation includes immunity so that they can bang each other's head without any pain at all. After that, like possessed people, the participants dance and challenge each other to bang their heads. During this, typical music of Bima, which is two gendang or drums, one sarunai or flute, gong and tawa-tawa or small gongs are played, accompanying them. Besides the traditional music, there will also be a female casting and singing incantation. Listener, according to the historian and culture experts of West Nusa Tenggara, Entubu has lived since the era of Bima Sultanate in 17th century. By the way, almost 90% traditional arts attraction in Bima is dominated by dexterity attractions depicting the spirit of patriotism and heroism. Now, the unique Entubu traditions begins to be rare even in Bima City. But recently, the local government tried to revive, develop, and preserve it through similar art studios in Bima Regency. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Entubu Tradition. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topics. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
VOI listener, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Rahma, on Miscellany from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we present you conservation of heritage in the past at Keraton Kasepuhan Cirebon Palace, West Java. Every keraton or palace in Indonesia has heritage objects that are passed from generation to generation. These heritage objects need good treatment with adequate places. In Gotra Sawala Festival, which was held on October 30 to November 1, 2015, Voice of Indonesia made time to see one of heritage objects of Keraton Kasepuhan, namely Batik Cirebon, owned by Princess Ong Tien Niu from Ming Dynasty. She is the second wife of Sunan Gunung Jati. Maintaining heritage objects is not an easy thing to do. However, Keraton Kasepuhan shows its seriousness to preserve the heritage objects of Keraton. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia, Sultan Sepuh XIV Crown Prince Adipati Arif Natadiningrat explained how Keraton Kasepuhan maintains their heritage objects.
Kami kerjasama kemarin ini untuk tekstil itu kerjasama dengan Museum Tekstil DKI. Jadi kita konservasi gitu bagaimana.
We cooperate with Jakarta Textile Museum, so we remove its pest and acidity by using anti-acid paper. We also apply moisturizer on its box. That's how we conserve it, but we do not keep it well yet. The best storage is in about 12 Celsius degrees for 12 hours. For 24 hours, that's what we cannot do yet.
Karena kalau penyimpanan yang baik, suhunya itu harus sekitar 12 derajat Celsius gitu, 24 jam. Nah, kita belum mampu gitu.
If we have heritage object or ancient object, treatment is the key to make it stay sparkling and valuable. The effort of Keraton Kasepuhan to conserve its heritage objects deserves thumbs up. Hopefully, the effort will allow the Indonesian young generation to see various heritage with historical values. Well, VOI listener, that ends today's miscellany on the conservation of heritage in the past. I'm Rahma. Thanks for listening.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will introduce you to a male singer, Muhammad Ridho Abbas, or more known as Ribas. Born in Makassar, January 13, 1981. Ribas got a great talent in music, including composing his own music. Ribas has explored Eastern Indonesian music and also released two indie albums and one mini album that had been successfully sold with 20,000 copies, although only for limited audience. Until finally, the senior A&R director of Sony BMG Indonesia, Yan Juhana, is interested in his talent and chose to produce an album for him. 10 pop romantic songs were collected in one album entitled of his own name, Ribas. Its main single is Bandara or Airport. Well, listener, before we continue, here is Bandara or Airport by Ribas. Happy listening. In his self-titled album, Ribas tried to play with the lyrics in three languages. His expertise in creating romantic lyrics had been shown by his Indonesian songs. Still not satisfied, Ribas wanted to explore Indonesian exoticism further through the lyrics in Bugis language. The exoticism then was manifested in a song entitled Laki Yang Menangis, or The Crying Man. The works of Eros of Ceylon 7, Danny from Dewa, and Pongki from Jigustik have inspired his life and love. In this album, Ribas is trying to present an ode for the three great musicians. Through a song entitled Bukan Lewat Lagu or Not Through Song, Ribas immortalized the three big musicians with romantic lyrics. Well then, listener, let's now enjoy one song by Ribas entitled Bukan Lewat Lagu or Not Through Song. Enjoy!
Aku rasa tak
time a song entitled Menunggu ternyata menyakitkan or Waiting is Painful has different story. The first song created among nine others in this album apparently had been recorded in various versions, for example, in Ribas indie album. And you should not miss Menagi Janji or Demanding the Promise with their sweet bridges and lyrics. By the way, Ribas is a new talent in the country. Being young enables him to explore further in music. Ribas in his debut album, released in 2006, consisting 10 songs with Bandara and Sebelah Hati as the main songs. Well, listener, before we end today's music corner, let's enjoy two more songs by Ribas, entitled Sebelah Hati All Half a Heart and Menunggu Ternyata Menyakitkan, or Waiting is Painful. Happy listening and meet you again in another music corner.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Cintaku padamu, biar aku berat asal kau terangkat, terbanglah sebebas yang kau dambah. Seperti kayu terbakar oleh api, seperti itulah cintaku padamu. Aku musnah asal kau percaya, bersinarlah saingi mentari. Seseorang yang lain menggantikan aku, mengambil tempat yang pernah menjadi milikku. Seseorang yang lain menggantikan aku, merebut hati yang dulu menjadi milikku. Terlalu seperti petir yang bersihkan dunia, seperti itulah cintaku padamu. Biar aku seram asalkan kau tentram, segarlah sesegar embun pagi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.